Brother，我想 share 一个 experience。
很好，那就
是关于我在读这个 Hasutra。During 那个MCO 前面的那个那几天，我都一直在读这个Hasutra。
那就。
刚开始那个 MCO 的时候，就很多这种message 啊，关于那个 MCO 的那个 message。那时候investigate，我就在问我自己，这些人一直在 spread 那种 information 跟那些 news 的背后，他的 mind 是
very good，那就
what sort of the mind they carry 啊？因为很多的假新闻真的假多，and then so。At the same time，我也在读那个《Hasutra》。这 suddenly 我在读到那个explain 那个 mind 的那种explanation definition 的时候，我 suddenly 我可以 link to 这个 incident，就是这种information 的他们的那些人 send 这个 message 后面的那种
Mindset，
他的 motive 啊，他们的 mind 啊，为什么他们 intention？Yes，the mind stage，我竟然可以把这个 Hasutra 里面的那个 mind explanation connect to 这个 incident。那我上来，我竟然可以 connect 这就把这个以前我在读的时候，这个 mind 的这个 level 的时候，我只是在那种knowledge 的
Knowledge
understanding。
level，
Knowledge level, but this round 我竟然可以 connect to 这种
不一样嘞，
在这种 daily 的这个incident 里面。诶，the day three 的时候，哇，我很多的 PD 很多的那种 PD arise，我就 connect 讲 suddenly 来，我可以就说我这一次读这个 Hasutra 有比较deeper 的这个 understanding。
The understanding become different, unfold deeper.
Yeah，对。然后我在拜四第四天的下午，我在又在读这个 Hasutra 的时候，我很 silent 的在读的时候，suddenly 我的那个 mind 它很shifted，
Shift in consciousness. Shift
它很
in
像
consciousness.
我也不懂得讲 explain，就很像我 suddenly like all the while 你是你是睡觉的，like suddenly 你打开了眼睛。
Shift of consciousness. The
啊，
consciousness
对，
shift.
就是一个 moment 这样子就 shift 就过，
Immediate one. Spontaneously.
就很像你每啊，就很像你睡觉开眼睛这样子。
Suddenly become alert. Clear.
那 then after that，我过后我再读接下来所有的 Hasutra 里面的这个 mind explanation，我完全能够 understand。
It will happen.
所以就变成我这一次我在读这个 Hasutra 的时候，我在这个understanding level 会比较的 deep。
Deep, yes.
even 我在读后来我已经读完了，所以 even 我读到那个 Appendix 3的时候，very easy，我一看我就完全能够明白，就
很
一直
容易
完全
了因为那个你已经读过了，几年前，你读很多次了，以前读6次，When later on with your understanding over the last few years, you will have the understanding to actually understand it very fast and just penetrate it. That's why the cultivation has to be done that way. It takes time. It needs condition for deeper understanding. It's just like last time I explained, the Dhamma is very strange. Before you understand that aspect of Dhamma, you cannot understand the higher Dhamma. You have to go through. It's just like Dhammadhara, I used to say, when you have the ability to have a glimpse of that Dhamma door means whatever Dhamma there is inside that door, that is just the beginning. But you haven't developed the stability. Then later on you go in, as you contemplate deeper, as you reflect deeper, inquire deeper, and meditate and continue to do this, then all of a sudden that stability stabilizes. Then only you can express it, share it. Then after that, you have to develop the next ability to penetrate the next level, which is like another Dhamma door. Then you go in, again, you do the same thing. Then after you understood this level, then only you can understand the higher level. That's the reason why my nature can just share. And it doesn't have that thought behind, say, hey, you teach like that. People learn all your tricks, then they become better than you. Can never happen. Unless you have your past. Your past is stronger than my nature. Then there is a possibility. But that is good. If you have that, I can learn from you. Understand? But whatever it is something like this Dhamma is very strange. Not until you have penetrated, developed the understanding and the connection to your nature, you can never penetrate further. If your consciousness and wisdom does not transform, that's why this one is the cultivation of both wisdom and consciousness, that true mind. If you go consciousness alone, you lag behind wisdom, you cannot progress further. If you do ahead with consciousness, also no use. You end up in occult and all those things. But if you too strong in your wisdom way and you lack the consciousness evolution, I realize you also stagnate. It takes you a long time to. Yeah. Then for your case, it's very good. Eh? So your ability to relate to the Heart Sutta, especially the working of the mundane mind and all those things, this is the one that will actually let you have the ability to understand yourself, and through understanding yourself, you can understand others. That's why when the WhatsApp message comes, you can actually, through your description, you can actually reflect, contemplate, and find out what is their mind state like, their motive, their intention. This is what you will do initially. But later on, when this one stabilizes, you will understand it very clearly. Then you can feel and sense people. That person come in, their mind state, those that have depression and all that, you can feel one. You will know one. You will know that they are not listening to you also. They cannot absorb. There is karmic obstruction. You will start to know all those things. That is the next phase. But initially, what you go through is very good. You will have the ability to understand their motive. Because you have seen all these things within your own mundane mind earlier on. Then when you read what I wrote, that arise from the silent mind that observe and saw all this, you can follow, you can understand. And like you say, it's like this time around is deeper, with more clarity. That's why Dhamma is like that. You can listen to my sharing or my notes. If you listen again and again and cultivate, every time you cultivate, you realize the understanding, then you listen again, the next level, deeper wisdom will surface. Otherwise, it cannot surface one. You can only receive up to the level you are at that time. Now, but after you have transformed, like what you have gone through over the years, there's like initially you got a lot of questions that come from the thought. I always tell you it's from the thought. Then you clear that. You identify and saw it. Then you start to have faith. Faith is trust. Trust your nature. Trust the Buddha and his teaching. Have faith. Then investigate. When you investigate, if it's the truth, it will stand up to investigation. So this trust is not belief. This trust is don't want to arise the doubt. Don't want to arise the thought process. Like Krishnamurti just now that quote. Eh? To observe what is, there must be no movement of thought. To observe what is within oneself, one must have a sense of no resistance. Means there is no mundane mind to resist or fear of distraction. Yes. But watch exactly what is without any movement of thought. That is very important. That is quite an art. Not easy to do. That's why you have to silence your mind. Don't try to know. No movement of thought. Within that silent awareness, you can watch exactly what is taking place within one's consciousness. Then you will, without a movement, then you will find the content of consciousness which will give rise to great wisdom. Then you can see clearly the content of consciousness. When that mundane mind through its views, opinion, and conditioning introduce that content, then when it tries to stir, react, and what, because of your wisdom and your awareness, you can see. It's just like you see your evil roots, your mental hindrance, you see your delusion, your wrong view. That habitual tendency will still come back for a while. But because you have developed the understanding, the stability of it is still not there, then it will surface again. But the moment it surfaces, you see it cannot move. It cannot do all those things anymore. That's why you have the ability, like the second right effort, to prevent it from arising. This is how you develop. So the initial wisdom and the direct seeing, the turning, all this through the silent mind will allow you to see clearly. Then when you develop the ability, you will understand. Then when you understand yourself, you will understand others. That's why self-knowledge will lead to awakening. Very good. Sadhu to you. Keep it up. Sadhu.
Very good. After this shift of consciousness, after Dharma, it's very easy.
You become very different. Because that shift is the condition within your nature. That nature will create that condition and shift. That's why you need that condition. Then after that, when you read, very easy to understand.
Yeah. 后来我在看完了 Heart Sutra, 我去看这个 Cultivating of 这个 Bodhisattva Way 的时候,
Sadhu, the Blue Book.
这一次是我第四次看, 我以前看, 就是那个 wording 在那个 knowledge wise, but 我这一次看的时候, 我完全能够知道那个 Bohi Mai, 他怎样的 relate to 那个 Bodhisattva world,
他需要
compassion, 要 renunciation, everything like, 整个的 picture 就这样子的, 就一看就完全明白,
完全明白, it become clear to you, it was continue to stabilize, Sadhu. That's why you have to go through all this. Then later on, as you progress again, after 3 months or 6 months, you read again, different again, different again. Because all this sharing is for all levels. Unless your level is higher than my nature's level, then of course you can understand what I say. Then maybe you can even teach me. But for the time being, I think most Kayanamitta, you all still have a long way to go. But most of you who have the ability are already very beautiful. The normal cultivator cannot even touch the initial understanding of using the awareness to cultivate. Most of them are within the field of thought-based meditation, Dharma knowledge, most of them. Because to go beyond thought, to use that silent mind awareness is not easy. I realize it's not easy. Until now, I haven't really seen anybody teach that type of meditation. That's why I say, when I introduce my sharing in the past, I have to do it subtly. I have to go back to basic, ABC, like kindergarten, and then teach you the basic Dhamma, then slowly, slowly move up. But now, because the consciousness has shifted, that's why now I explain about the silent mind. I think the new people are very confused, especially Kanti, they all, and Joey, they all. The question they ask me, I realize, is due to their conditioning, the thought-based meditation, knowledge-based and all that. They keep on wanting to know and all this thing. That's why it's so different. So you all should rejoice, count your good blessing for having the condition to be born as a human being, receive the true Dhamma during the sasana. And this type of teaching is very rare. That's why I say this window of opportunity, don't miss it. Otherwise, you don't know what you miss. Like the Mahayana saying, "Ren sheng nan de jing yi de, fo fa nan wen jing yi wen." If you have such beautiful condition, born during the sasana, encounter the true Dhamma, and yet you don't know how to make use of it to cultivate, to establish yourself firmly on this path of cultivation, especially the Bodhisattva way. I don't know what to do with you. So the individual must develop the faith, the understanding, then aspire, adhitan, to develop this understanding and go this way.